I like to walk. I live in a neighborhood with lots of little cul-de-sacs and pass-throughs, so I can walk for half an hour or 45 minutes every day and vary my route enough that I don't get bored. And sometimes I walk and I hardly see anything because I'm so absorbed in my own thoughts. It's like I'm carrying my own little world with me, walking in a bubble. On those days when I get home, I might be able to remember what route I took, or maybe not, but I might not be able to describe to you a single thing I saw. Then there are other days when I walk and I am open and attuned to the experience. And I could tell you about the kitten that I saw and coaxed into letting me pet her, and how I discovered a treasure trove of winged seeds under a maple tree and taught a little neighborhood boy how to toss them up in the air and watch them whirly bird down to the ground. Whenever I hear this reading from Exodus that we listened to this morning about Moses and the burning bush, I think of some of my favorite lines of poetry from Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest sit round it and pluck blackberries. That's so cool, I want to read it to you again. Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. Only those who see take off their shoes. The rest sit round it and pluck blackberries. Earth is crammed with heaven, and sometimes I see it, and much of the time I don't. But I am much better at this than I used to be. You may have noticed that Dana has been focusing our sermon time during Lent on prayer. And as I was thinking about how to tie into that with a sermon about Moses and the burning bush, I realized that I wanted to tell you this story. Back in 2003, I was working two jobs and going to school on top of it. I was taking a class in the art department at CU about contemplative art, in which we were studying Tibetan Buddhist Tonka paintings and Russian Orthodox icons, and doing some studio exercises to help us understand both. And at some time during the semester, each of us had to meet privately with the teacher. When my time came to meet with her, she said to me, Janet, I'd like for you to find some kind of contemplative practice that you can do every day for the next 2 months, which was how much time was left in the semester, and then as an artist, make some sort of mark of having done it every day. Now, I don't think she was saying this to all the 20-year-old art students when she met with them. She was a very wise woman, and I think she saw that this was something that I needed. Well, my first reaction was, I can't do that. I'm way too busy to add another thing to my life. There's no way I can spend even 15 minutes a day doing yoga or having a prayer time or reading the Bible. It's just not going to happen. But later that day, I was walking across the hill on my way to another appointment, and I remembered something I had read on a retreat a few years before about Jewish blessing prayers. There are dozens, maybe even hundreds of prayers in Judaism that all begin the same way. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. The way I learned it in English was, Blessed art thou, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who creates. And I thought, hey, maybe I could do that. Maybe I could make my own blessings and write them down, and that would fulfill my assignment. So I started going through my day every day, looking around me at the world with the eyes of seeing and acknowledging things as the work of God. In the course of 2 months, I wrote nearly 500 blessings. And they did eventually become the basis for a piece of art, a big mosaic, which some of you might remember. It now lives at St. John's in Boulder. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who creates the purr of my cat. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who creates the turtleneck sweater. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who creates the maple seeds. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who creates the color blue. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who creates the traffic jam. Wait, back up, the traffic jam? Well, God created human beings and gave us all kinds of intelligence and creativity to build and invent things. And one of the things we've done with it is create traffic jams. We may not like them, but the hand of God is present there. Besides which, if I hadn't been sitting in a traffic jam the day that I wrote that, I would have missed the flight of a circling eagle. Remember, Moses was at work in the passage we heard this morning. This was essentially his commute, moving his father-in-law's flock from one place to another when he noticed the burning bush and turned aside for it. In the Jewish prayer book, there are blessings for all sorts of circumstances and experiences. There are blessings for all different types of food, from bread to fragrant spices to vegetables that grow directly from the earth. There's a blessing you say when you see the first fruit tree blooming in the spring, and one you say when you hear thunder. There's a blessing to say when you hear good news, and another one for when you hear bad news. There's even a blessing to say as you wash your hands after going to the bathroom. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who formed me in wisdom and created my body with all its marvelous openings and passages. If one should be opened or one should be blocked, I could not live for even a day. But making blessings is not just about a formula of words. In fact, as I've studied more about the tradition over the years, I've found that the way I learned the blessing in English isn't really a very good translation of the Hebrew. It might be closer to the spirit of the original to say something like, Source of life of all the worlds, you are the source of maple seeds. For me, the practice of making blessings intently for several months was transformative. It was an eye-opening experience. It was a heart-opening experience. The point is that I went about my day, whether it was going to work or going for a walk, with a different posture. Not a physical posture, but a spiritual posture of openness, looking for little bits of God wherever I went. So this is what I have to say to you about prayer. Take off your shoes. for the place that you are standing is holy ground. However you go about it, make a way to look around you as often as possible and find something to thank God for. Maybe you start a gratitude journal and write something in it every night. Or maybe you set an alarm on your phone to chirp every hour and remind you to pause and say a blessing. However you do it, I encourage you to find a way every day to remember that earth is crammed with heaven and every common bush afire with God. Amen. Amen.